Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Charles Tillman. Charles, we're coming up on Halloween. Can you tell the Bob Babbage story?
I'm a prankster, and I love to scare people. Scaring people is my joy. It's my happy place. So Todd Johnson and I, we're in our third year. Me, Babbage, Todd Johnson, we all live on the same block. Well, I get this costume. I'm a huge fan of Step Brothers. John C. Reilly, Will Ferrell, and he's got this Chewbacca mask on, right?
Chewbacca mask!
It's okay that mine's not movie quality.
So I'm a big rich kid, so I was like, ooh, I want that mask. So I buy the mask, I buy the whole costume. I'm scaring people, scaring, you know, people around the house, and I was like, oh, I'm going to scare Babbage. I called Todd. We walk over to his house, and I just said, hey, I called his wife and said, let me know when he comes home. She calls me. She lets us know when he comes home, and we're sitting on the side of his house, and the garage door goes open. Todd Johnson has the camera, and he's recording, and I run up to Babbage as he sticks his key in the door. He's about to go inside, and I just jump up and go. And it's about... it's probably about 11 o'clock at night. He had no clue. I jump up and go, and he screams and just goes, scared the you-know-what out of him. And it was just one of my all-time greatest scares. He hated me. I mean, he was really mad. He was really mad. Then we took the film to work the next day. My guy, Dan Tuohy, the greatest film guy in the business, he doctored up some Michael Myers music, and yeah, man, the rest is history.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
All right, Charles.
I'm going to be Leon Baca. That's what I'm going to be. Leon. Leon Baca.
His cousin. From Chatham.
He also put up two pictures of Chewbacca from Star Wars and called it a Chewbacca roar contest.
Wait, you don't have to say from Star Wars. Is there another Chewbacca?
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca from Star Wars.
I was thinking
of the one from Howard's End.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Man, do we have a show planned for you, one that's changing every single minute. We are going to talk with Patrick Manley. That's coming up in a little bit, maybe. Nico Horner is going to join us at 3 o'clock. We're going to talk with Deuce McAllister at 3:25 and get a preview of the Saints. We are also going to talk with Mark Rohde. He's got a Bears hit for us. Coach Wonstead and Tony Wise are going to join us.
Man, that's going to be so much fun.
Do you think that we could convince Tony to draw something up for us?
Oh, that's a great idea. Great use of the whiteboard, the grease board that we've been using.
Like maybe we could have Tony draw the blocking assignments for wide zone.
I think that's a wonderful idea, and I only have one concern, because Dave Wonstead drawing stuff up has been great, and having Tony draw stuff up, I'm sure Tony can adjust, But can Alex Kuhn adjust to Tony instead of Wani drawing it up? Because Alex's job of holding the board is very important.
I can do it. I wanted to let you know that a dream job of mine, you know, in college football, they hold all those signs up on the sideline where they have like the Skittles and all kinds of different signage, pictures. Yeah. That's my dream job. So I've been training for this. So two people. Won't be an issue.
I think that we should work on the same staff. Like, you can have that job because I want to be the get back coach.
Tell me how the get back coach works.
You tell everyone to get back.
Just like just to guard and be in charge for everybody, not just the head coach.
Yeah, sometimes you got to pull the head coach back by his coaching utility belt. You got to pull him back. You got to tell guys, hey, guys, get back. Get back.
I understand.
Guys, come on. We don't want to get a penalty. Let's get back. So I think that for me going forward as far as retirement goes, I think Alex and I should be working on the same college staff. Do you want to pick the place or are we just going to Memphis out of...
Let's go to Oregon. I think Dan Lanning will hire us.
I like it. Roll Tide. Like, we've got the Bama connection, me and Dan Lanning. So
high tide
too as well. So I think that's what we do, and I could be the get back coach at Oregon.
Who was the
funky mustache?
Who was the coach, or maybe it was a kid? I think it was a kid. Well, there was the coach and the kid. That's an entirely different thing.
It's a different show.
That's a whole nother show. But there was a kid who used to walk behind and just carry the cord. Just carry the
another great job.
Yeah, that just carry the coach's cord that would extend from the Motorola headset.
Yeah, I mean that's usually grad assistant or you know your kid or
so
something
Declan
like
Doyle.
That. Wow. But no, make me the get back coach.
Things are mostly wireless now, so that coach has been phased out.
You know, we don't have coaches. I can be the get back coach at Northwestern, or they're 4-2. Be the get back coach down in Champaign. Brett, I'm available. Well, I'm not yet. A couple years I'll be available because I'll be retired.
Whoa. You want to tell it, brother?
What?
You want to let somebody know?
I just did.
But in front of everybody.
Oh, my bad.
And like, we haven't discussed. We haven't had a conversation. Man, you think you know somebody.
Still 2 years away.
That's true.
More like a year and a half.
Mitch will find some new kid by then.
They always do.
Look, we got a lot to do. It's a crazy action-packed show. I know you teased one thing, but we're going to hold on for a second on that because there's some details that are sort of getting clarified, and we might have a guest to further that story that you had referenced. But like, it's Dennis Allen Revenge Week. And we have a ton going on this show that we're going to talk about as we prepare for this week.
Yeah, seeing DA and what he is now able to do, where he gets more of his pieces back on this defense, like getting Kyler Gordon back, like is a big deal. Getting TJ Edwards back is a big deal. And obviously, having spent all that time in New Orleans as head coach and as DC down there, I'm sure he has some feelings about all of this. And he gets an opportunity to, you know, play a little bit more chess even without Jalen Johnson being available.
But I think we saw this past Monday night him flexing that opportunity to play some more chess with Kyler Gordon back and TJ Edwards back. And this is from yesterday, but hear Ben Johnson talk about what a bonus it is for him to have Dennis Allen to just take care of things on defense. And he's also talking about the job that DA did on Monday night.
He's been a godsend to me because, I mean, he's been incredible. Not just from coordinating the defense, but he's helped me every step of the way as well. So, very grateful for him to be here and everything that he's done for this team up to date. But to your point, he's been a very successful coach in this league for a long time, and I think you got to continue to evolve. You can't just be stagnant in this league, or else someone younger, hungrier will find a way to surpass you. And he hasn't allowed that to happen. He's done this at a high level, and so just like you said, he thinks outside the box. He's very smart, very creative. And I think our guys are really starting to understand, like, okay, he's giving us a strategic advantage each and every week right now.
Defensive Declan Doyle is out there, and he will pass you by if you are not on your P's and Q's.
He's lurking. Man, there's a lot in there. Strategic advantage, that obviously rings some bells.
Schematic.
That was a
decided
schematic
advantage.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Charlie Weiss, for that clarification.
His son's doing pretty well
right now. Is he really?
Yeah, Charlie Weiss Jr.'s doing really well right now.
Is he at North Carolina, I should say, with everybody? With Lombardi?
Well, that whole thing is falling apart.
Oh, boy, is it. But the strategic advantage is one thing. And, you know, Ben gives them a strategic advantage on offense. And do they have a coach on defense who is giving them a strategic advantage? I think they do. Well, I think they can. They do.
And then you add into it, think about what Charles told us yesterday when he started talking about Al Harris. And that if you're an early aughts Bears fan who's still invested and you hear one of the stars from the early aughts be like, yeah, you know that thing that we used to do all the time?
Yeah.
They're practicing the same way that we used to practice so that they could be takeaway mavens and give the ball back to Caleb in the offense.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because Charles Tillman's interview made the open. It was great. It was like 35 minutes or something.
Yes.
And it's money and it's super funny.
And it's worth you going back to watch it on YouTube, by the way.
It's a must to watch it on YouTube because that man brought out props. He was the carrot top of Bears guests.
Yes, he was.
But also the stuff he said at the beginning about turnovers, like you're talking about, he said, because you said, what does it do? And he said, it puts you back in the locker room. At first I thought he meant, well, it brings you back to the current Bears and like they'll welcome him in and stuff like that. But no, it gets you feeling like that, like you're in that locker room because they preached turnovers and managed to make it sustainable. And that's the way that Ben and DA are talking about it. And through five games, that's what we have.
I like the marriage of it because for forever, if you were an early aughts Bears fan, Ben Johnson is like the answer to a dream. For those teams where you're like, if Lovey would have had a Ben Johnson, imagine what they would have been able to do. Huh. So the fact that you have Ben and his staff marrying the concepts, have an Al Harris who played in that era, marry the concepts of it and the importance of it, I think is super exciting because you already know that the offense itself is going to continue to improve and he's going to hopefully get the best out of Caleb Williams as this continues and it grows and you're seeing the shifts in the motions now being added, like stripping down the volume of plays, but doing the window dressing on the things that the Bears offense does well. Man. And then you go, well, what if we gave them more possessions because we're taking the ball away?
Yes. Well, this was the idea that supposedly Martz and Lovey were going to blend like that because, remember, that's where Lovey was in St. Louis.
Yes.
With the Martz offense and the Dick Vermeil offense. Those two schemes were designed to go together, which is part of why we all got so excited when Mike Martz came here on the heels of Ron Turner and Terry Shea, because we were waiting for that Ben Johnson-style offensive genius. But these days, you might have to make him head coach, and that's what the Bears did.
Yeah, I'm not sure that even back then that power dynamic was to Mike's liking. And so I don't know that it worked out as well as it maybe could have worked.
Interesting.
The way that it should look and the way that it was on paper, like that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man. Yeah, that's – but seeing it like right now and seeing the very familiar approach and then you add in the perceived aggression of Dennis Allen as defensive play caller. Like it's all that stuff that we love. Along with a guy who is like, I'm not going to sit back in cover two. I am going to bring guys up to the line of scrimmage and do all sorts of stuff with them. It's a fun thing.
It is a fun thing. And this is a good moment, man, because as you've been talking about, like trying to project down with the schedule, things could get really good for the next few weeks. And the NFC is wide open. The NFC, like the Bucs are off to a really good start, but the Eagles are struggling after two in a row, and a playoff spot is there. A playoff spot is worth dreaming about, and is acceptable to be dreaming about in a wide open NFC right now. So it'll be fascinating to see how the next couple of months go.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, our buddy Patrick Manley is going to talk to us, and we can ask him about Jake Moody. And what do you do at kicker if you're the Bears? We'll ask Patrick about that, his thoughts on the game. That's all next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was special teaming it up all during the week.
Patrick Manily.
My all-time favorite Bear would have to be Patrick Manily.
Bears long snapper for 16 seasons.
Pat Manily, the long snapper, Maynard, put it in position, and Robbie Gould sends the Bears to the NFC Championship game.
The longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
One of the things I immediately missed the most was the legend Dean Pope's office. Olin Krutz, Roberto Garza, Patrick Manily. We never talked football. We talk trash.
Craft Beer Mogul.
Are you drinking the Kool-Aid?
I'm drinking a long snapper IPA.
<All right. That's laughs> Patrick Manily.
Football season is going to return soon. Let's talk with Matt Bowen about it.
This used to bother me a little bit. So at training camp at night, you had 2 days during the day. You had a lifting session. You just wanted to go to bed. And you had meetings at night till like 11 o'clock. Well, the kickers would go to the golf range. They go to the movies. You know, and that's it. They come back from the movies. Like it was nothing.
We can ask Manily.
Well, the number one box office movies from Pat Manily's career. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back. 1998.
Categories.
Titanic. Yeah.
Titanic.
99. Star Wars.
Yeah, right. Oh, okay.
Phantom Menace.
So imagining like Pat and Maynard and Gold hanging out, like having
dressed up as Darth Maul.
At last we will reveal ourselves to the Jedi. At last we will have revenge.
You have been well trained, my young apprentice.
Patrick Manily with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Patrick joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. All right, now I do know I can do a little bit of reporting on this. I covered those teams, and there were often trips to Bon Vivant Golf Course down there near the campus of Olivet Nazarene. There was also a movie theater in Kankakee where the whole team went to go watch Wedding Crashers, and I actually was there with the team. We watched that. That was pretty fun. The question to you, Patrick Manily,
yes, is, Mr. Manily,
did the specialist ever, you know, just bounce after the practice was over?
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, I'll tell them myself. So we would go to Kankakee Country Club. It's where we would go. It got so bad between practices. Olin Krutz came to me. You know, we'd have our morning practice with Lovey. We had our early morning practice, our time off, our lunch, a little bit of time, and then our afternoon practice. And there would be time between lunch and enough time between lunch and the afternoon practice where we could go sneak in 18 holes. The three of us could play extremely fast. Well, we would show up to the afternoon practice in our golf attire. So everybody's like, wait a minute. You just had practice. We've been in meetings and napped and had to rest, been in the ice tub, cold, hot tub, all that stuff. And we come walking in golf attire. And finally, Olin was like, hey, man, pulls me aside. He's like, hey, just change your clothes before you walk into the locker room, because everybody's like, what the hell are they doing? And yes, we went and played 18 holes of golf. We were trying to make two-a-days somewhat harder. that makes sense. But yes, we did do it. We did it pretty much every day.
Yeah, that is amazing. Did you ever go to the movies specifically? And if so, what movie? Do you remember any movies?
No, I didn't. I didn't do the movies. No, it was either nap or golf. That was it.
Yeah, those are both good. Patrick Manley, you're the best. Hey, what was the most impressive thing about what Jake Moody and the other specialists were able to accomplish on Monday night?
I think mentally for Jake is to bounce back after the block, to go out there and do what he did and execute the game-winning kick, finding out, you know, basically the day before or the night before, the morning of, whatever the story is, that he's got to go out there and execute. But, guys, that weather, I mean, you saw the shot they showed of the wind, the rain, you know, the turf is slick after raining all day. To go out there and execute it, make it flawlessly like that, it says a lot about that young man. And you could see it in his eyes. I talked about it in the postgame too. Some kickers, when they show that close-up of him on that game-winning kick, they look scared. They look like they're unsure. He looked very confident. He looked comfortable. He looked like he was ready for the moment, and he was. So credit to all those guys, Scott, Torrey, and Jake doing what they're doing. But for Jake to come back after getting that one kick blocked and making that kick was huge.
I know that he's been on the practice squad, but when you're talking about having someone play in game action – it's a little different. So what are the rules for getting to know a kicker well enough that you can work as a unit inside of a game?
Well, real quick, the best thing I liked was his post-game press conference. He said he didn't know all the his teammates yet. That's a good practice squad kicker. Keep your mouth shut. Do your job on the other field. But he's getting enough reps. There's enough time during the day, the rest of the team is over there practicing. They're on field three or four or five, whatever it is. Getting their reps in. So he has plenty of time to get his work with Scott and Torrey. So it shouldn't have been that difficult to step in and do that because he's been there for a couple of weeks. It's not like he came in on a Tuesday and you only have Wednesday, Thursday, and maybe a little bit on Friday to get ready for a Sunday game. He's had a couple of weeks, and that was a Monday game. So he had plenty of time to get ready.
Hey, Pat, what do you see in terms of the head coach's effect on the team or on players specifically? Like, what do you see as the former player with that perspective?
Just belief. To me, what we're seeing just on tape and what you see just watching the game is he's scheming guys open. So I think the confidence players have in their coaches or in Ben especially is there. Caleb talked about it in the post game, the touchdown that he had, the little run to the right where he said there were three guys lined up to the right. He wasn't certain that it would work. But after he snapped the ball, he's like, hey, man, Ben was right. It worked out. You know, he was able to walk in with DeAndre Swift blocking for him. But I think what I see in here is just belief in players and Ben Johnson as a schematic play caller. And then just the leader in that locker room, you know, you see the guys, you hear the guys react to him with the good, better, best and all that kind of stuff. Winning obviously helps and gets that thing going, but you see guys buy in, and he's got that team buying in right now.
Does it matter where the wins come from? Because you look at the first two wins, and people are like, oh, well, these teams are not great. And then it's, hey, the other guy that you were drafted behind, and you go on the road, and you win a game against a team that was in the NFC Championship. Does any of that matter?
No, wins are wins, man. They really are. It doesn't matter. It's just the way the NFL is. It's cliche to say. It doesn't matter. It's who you line up and play on Sunday. But that's all that matters. You know, the Bears are lucky coming up. They've got some injured quarterbacks. They've got a favorable schedule coming ahead. But you stack those wins, you stay healthy, knock on wood. We'll see what happens. You know, we're hoping there'll be a playoff team, but a win is a win.
So, look, we can look ahead because we don't play for that team.
That's what we do.
And it's part of the gig. So I look at the next 4 weeks and go, wow, there's a real opportunity here for the Bears. How do they keep themselves from falling into a trap against a New Orleans team that I don't think is very good, but they do play very hard?
Two things. That's on Ben Johnson, right? You've got to keep that locker room focused on a single task. But the other one is, guys, you have Dennis Allen. Dennis Allen can tell them how good they are. He might lie to them and say how good they are, but Dennis Allen's been in that locker room, coached those guys, and can tell them, you know, how good those players are. So you just have to believe that you can lose any Sunday and you can win any Sunday, but just keep your eye on the prize. I mean, it's a cliche again, but just keep your eye on that Sunday. Keep stacking these wins. Start talking about four in a row. Just keep it at four in a row. Don't talk about five in a row. Just start talking about four in a row. But that's up to Ben Johnson to keep that locker room going, to keep believing.
Do you think that team is relieved that there's six straight Sunday noon games coming now? After, like, kind of the chaos of the island and the Monday night and all of that?
speaks, it's routine. You want to get in that routine. Your body wants to get in that routine. Your mind wants to get in that routine. Everything about that is just routine, and it makes it so much easier. It's fun every now and then to have that Monday night game. I liked it when I was younger because it was kind of cool and all that kind of stuff. But as you got older, you wanted those noon games. You wanted that routine. Coaches want that routine. You know, it's the same thing that they're – well, this week is a little sped up, right, because the Monday game. But the next ones after this, same routine for preparation for your mind, your body, everything.
So, yeah, I mean, and that lets the specialists make their tee time at, like, exactly the same moment of each day.
It was Friday afternoon. Well, yes. We were out of there at 1:30. I'd be up at Glen Flora by 2:30. Sure I was.
Unbelievable. The audacity, yep. Or is it the Odyssey? I get confused, Patrick. You know that.
It worked, man. Hey, Dave Tobe, I said, listen. I go, let me know if I'm messing up. I go, if this is too much, he goes, no, you're doing your job. I go, if you start messing up and what you're doing is getting in the way, I'll let you know. So to each their own. It worked for me, man.
Hey, one more quick special teams thing. Jake Moody said that the long snapper, Scott, that his best snap was the last one. And I was
it was.
Like, what's the difference? What's the difference between a good long snap and a bad one in terms of, you know, four?
Laces. Have you seen that movie, Ace Ventura?
Of course.
Yeah, see, back to movies, yes. No, it was just right on point, easy hold, put it right down, didn't have to turn the laces at all. Speed, everything, just it was very efficient. It was actually was his best snap. But, you know, you grow comfort, you get more comfort with your snapper.
Yeah.
And like I was talking about, when you bring in a kicker for just, you know, on that Tuesday and they're coming in for that first Sunday to play, you're not comfortable with everybody. So he's been there for weeks, so he is comfortable with Scott's timing, Torrey's holding, and all that kind of stuff.
Hey, one more quickie. You probably know this, but Jake Moody has the same agent as Robbie Gould, who we replaced in San Francisco. They've spoken a bunch, apparently. Robbie and Jake have talked a bunch.
Interesting. Yeah. That's smart man, Jake. Because I know he's changed his – I did talk to Robbie a little bit about Jake and what he's working on. So I didn't realize those two had been talking. I thought it was just Robbie with his knowledge.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So
very, very cool.
Patrick, thanks for joining us.
The older guys.
No doubt about it. It's a big deal. That's how you get the keys to the castle. Thank you, sir. Right.
See you guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, man.
That is Patrick Manley from our staff and our pregame show and our postgame show. And we love him. So glad to have him. Speaking of people that we love, Nico Horner would like to talk with us. So we are going to check in on Nico and ask him all the relevant questions and see how he's doing after the Cubs season ended on Saturday. So we'll talk with Nico Horner next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.